he has some more parties that goes, and they have a place that pool their cars up here, and one maybe the day after day, and then one another one next day, and so on. It ain't quite so bad that way, but it's only 30 miles from here to Rogers.
Yeah, you think of it there, that's not bad. If you lived in a city, you'd spend that long getting back and forth.
That's right. And then you have a good road from here, you know, right to the Rogers plant. So I went there that day and seen something I never seen before. I seen them, and it would really be interesting for anybody to look at, and that's to see how they butcher these chickens. Did you ever see that?
No, I haven't.
Oh my, it's worth all the time in the world to take your time to see that. I'll tell you what happens there. They process from 32 to 38,000 a day.
Holy smoke.
32 to 38,000 a day, and there's a big truck goes out in the country and picks these chickens up now. And he drives right in the driveway there. Two or three men, they've got coops. I don't know, I expect to hold about 30 chickens to the coop. They set them off on a conveyor. They go about half as far as from here to that fence. Just one coop right behind the other for these chickens. They make a turn there, and when they make a turn, there's five men. Oh, four parters from here to the car. Just taking them right out of them coops, and they've got things, let's see, on this kind of outfit, they just stick a leg down and a leg here. The chickens hangs down, see? They're on they're just as thick as they can come together. They go around and start through a little chute there where there's two men sitting there about 10 foot apart. One man cuts this jugular vein on the chicken's neck here every run. The other man, he catches the other one. They go right on through there, they're still going. They don't take them off of there, they just cut them as they come along. They go right into a dipping vat. And they go right into a cleaner, they take the feathers off of them, and they never take them off of there. They go right into that hot water, just a flipping and a flopping, come right out, the feathers all off of them.
Oh my goodness.
And they go right into the cold in, and there's other parties over there, works, take the entrails out, so on, and they finally get around to where they're clean and ready to put up. And right over there, there was a big semi-trailer truck loading a load of processed chickens, fixing no telling where to go. It's that country up there now, Decatur, it'd pay you if you had time to take a look at that. I'll tell you, it's a sight on it.
Sounds real busy.
Well, now, right now, this son-in-law of mine right over here, he raises 17,000 chickens every 2 months.
Holy smokes.
17,000. Well, about 9 weeks, eight to 10 weeks, he sells, and the last bunch he sold, something over $1,400 in 9 weeks.
That's nice.
You see, and he's got...
Of course, if the market isn't just right, he can go...
Well, they raise it... No, you don't understand. They raise it on a guarantee.
Oh!
The man brings the chickens out, furnishes him the chickens, furnishes him the feed, and comes, picks these chickens up. He does all the feed. And they guarantee him 20 cents a pound. And that way he can make awful good wages. If he's got as many as 17,000, they get a good wage for their work, don't you see? That's the way it's operating. Now, if I was raising a little bunch here, 100 or 2, or say 1,000 or 2, I couldn't do it. I'd have to have something else because there wouldn't be enough in it. If you make a nickel on a chicken, you got one chicken, you make a nickel. And if you got way up into the thousands, it runs into money. See? That's just the way that is. It's exactly.
Were you ever getting the stones when you were by?
Yes. I could knock a squirrel out of a little bit in a tree when I was a kid with them rocks. I couldn't do it anymore, but I could then.
What's the farthest you've ever thrown a stone?
Well,